Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. So one thing I wanted to ask you about, just an update, is I think over the weekend you guys had issued a missing person that you were looking for. Is that still an active case?
No, sir. Thank goodness we've located Mr. Fitzgerald. He is safe and healthy and is no longer being sought as a missing person. So that turned out beautifully.
Very good. That's always the outcome that we're hoping for. So good. I just wanted to check on that.
Yes, sir.
Anything else happen over the weekend that we don't already know about?
We did have a couple of troubling events. The first that I'd share with you, Saturday morning, an 11-year-old boy was cleaning his yard, and his father was dissatisfied with the speed with which he was accomplishing that task, so he shot him with a BB gun in the leg.
What?
Obviously, we took exception to that and arrested him for child abuse. But that was kind of bothersome.
Wow.
That dad would do that.
Now, okay, I only ask this because I know this from playing airsoft with my boys all the time. Was it a BB gun or was it an airsoft gun?
It was reported to be that it was a BB gun.
Oh,
according
God.
To the information we got from the deputy, evidently dad said he didn't think the gun was loaded, as if somehow that justified it.
So he accidentally pointed a BB gun at his son and accidentally happened to hit him in the leg with a gun that he thought was empty, is his story.
Yeah, I don't think that holds water, but that's,
no.
That was
no.
what he said.
Okay, wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, who called y'all? Was it the boy, the mom? Who wound up calling you? Do you know?
You know, I'm not sure who the complainant was on that one.
Okay.
I'm not sure how we got notified.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, and you know, I think probably some people would have this question, which is, you know, like a spanking, okay, is something that is going to hurt. A BB gun shot can, I mean, that can be really bad, especially with a metal BB. How do you guys make that distinction between things that would be arrestables and things that would not be arrestable? How do you, you know, because this is one that is clearly wrong, but how do you make that distinction?
Sure. Good question. You know, parents, particularly when you're dealing with children of that age, 11, they have the right to discipline, to even use corporal punishment if necessary. That never, under any circumstance, ever could justify the use of a BB gun. You know, the BB gun, while, you know, getting shot in the leg didn't do a significant amount of damage, what if it ricocheted and hit him in the eye? It could have put his eye out. You know, you couldn't do conceivably some very serious permanent life-altering damage with a BB gun. So under no circumstances could that ever be considered legitimate and legal discipline. You know, with spanking, when done correctly for the right reason and with the right motive, is never going to do the physical harm to a child that a BB gun would.
All right, that's helpful. I appreciate that clarification. Anything else over the weekend that we didn't already know about?
You know, we did have another shooting up in the Shemucla area. Thank goodness nobody was hurt. Some folks had been arguing back and forth over the telephone for most of the day, and early Saturday morning, about 3 o'clock, half of that equation drove by the residence and put a few rounds in the residence, but you know, so that's kind of problematic, but,
wow.
You know, thank goodness nobody was hurt.
Well, again, I mean, I hate to have any kind of firearm discharge like that, but at least in the end, no. I mean, it was scary. Certainly, obviously, that could have been a very different kind of outcome. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, and we've been talking about this quite a bit, but have you all ordered the rifles or the body cameras yet?
We have. The rifles have been ordered. They are on the way. With the body cameras, we actually have some of the cameras and equipment here on site. They are not in use yet. We still have to have factory representatives come and train us to, you know, train the trainer, so to speak, before we can implement them. But we actually have some of that equipment on our property now. And, okay. and the rifles we expect within the next several weeks.
Okay, so and the body cameras, the rollout is going to be what? A couple weeks, probably.
Realistically, I think it may take a little bit longer than
okay.
that. Certainly, conceivably, we could be late February, early March. I think that may be a little a little liberal estimation. You know, I think it may take a little bit longer, maybe 6 weeks or so.
Okay, and I assume it's going to be to a few, see how it goes, learn your lessons, and then roll out to the whole force.
Essentially, yes. We're gonna roll them out a few at a time until we've got them all distributed.
All right, very good. There was something else I was going to ask you about, and then it just went straight out of my brain. It had to do with that, with the rifles and the cameras, and then I just forgot entirely what it was. All right, and anything else that we need? I mean, I want to talk with you about pay, but I think that's more of a conversation with the sheriff, and I think we're going to work to have him on next week maybe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Because I have a lot of specific questions. Because I'm very interested in this pay issue, as you know, we've been covering it very extensively, and I just want to make sure that we get clarity on that, because it's important for all the agencies that I talk to. You know, I know you guys represent your agency, but obviously everybody is related to this. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Shane, thanks so much for the time, sir. We appreciate the work and also your time.
Thank you, Andrew. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.